I have no idea if we'll have any type of name like that. But we'll see. You got to kind of go through the summer, go see how the season goes, and just see if anything like that happens.
Connor, what's your understanding why Houston didn't bring you back? Or
well, Houston wanted to bring me back, but Philadelphia wanted me a little bit more, so that's how I ended up here.
Was that a tough decision to make? I mean, you go from a team that's been in the playoffs twice to a team that's really rebuilding here.
Well, you know, we think we can rebuild pretty quickly here. It doesn't take that long. And obviously it was hard to leave Houston. You know, you make a lot of strong friendships, and I was there for 4 years, and we started something. And you know, my time is over there, and it's time to move on.
Do you see similarities to, you know, that team coming up and going up in a certain way? And, yeah, this team, there's been a lot of disappointment here, but do you see similarities?
No, I wouldn't compare the two teams. You know, I haven't been here long enough. I don't know too many guys on this team yet. I mean, ask me that question, you know, 2 weeks into training camp, I might have a better answer for you. But right now, I wouldn't compare the two teams.
Can you explain how to talk about to D'Amico to talk about this organization and what's expected of you?
Well, just a little bit. I mean, it was kind of just, you know, him saying he's excited, me telling him I'm excited, and he's in up in the Bahamas right now for player rep meeting. So we haven't talked that much, but we're planning on talking when he gets back.
Can you explain how Houston used you last year and then the year before, and if that had any impact on why your sack totals were, you know, very high 1 year and low?
Well, I played opposite of Mario Williams 2 years ago, and then he went hurt, and then I took over Mario's spot and played the open side outside linebacker and had a lot of success there. Last year, because of injuries we had at the linebacker position, I bounced back and forth and played both positions and kind of had to move around. But the sack number weren't there, but the pressures and the hits were all up there, and the tackles were more than the year before. So, you know, there wasn't as far of a gap in the pressure as the sacks would show.
Mm-hmm. Did you drop a little bit more then? Is that what they were saying last year, or more of a pressure as opposed to rushing like Mario would do?
Yeah, well, we had to drop more. We had problems at inside linebacker, where we had to cover up certain things on the outside. I mean, there's times when the year before we rushed every time. Last year, we had to bump the tight end before we could rush, and anybody that rushes the passer knows that's going to slow down your rush a lot more. So there's different types of things that happened last year that had an effect.
Is the plan for you to play the open side here?
No, I'm not exactly sure what the plan is. I mean, I can play both sides. They know I can do both sides. I can play both positions. So I think one of the reasons they brought me in here was because of that versatility.
How early did the Eagles contact you?
This kind of like surprised them that.
You know, pardon?
How we talked about how they were kind of surprised that you know, this deal popped up on them and they were able to get you for what they paid for you. How surprising was this for you? And take us through the process of how that went for you.
Well, I had Jason kind of recruiting me a little bit, you know, over the summer. But, you know, I thought I was going to be back in Houston, you know, the whole process. Everybody there, you know, talked to me, and we all thought we were going to get it done there. But, you know, there were other teams that got in the mix. But Philadelphia, you know, and Howie, and they talked to my agent, they figured out this was the best place for me to be.
When you come here, how much excitement is here to prove to this fan base, this great fan base here, that, you know what, that you can help?
Well, that's a huge part. I mean, obviously exciting to play in Philadelphia and the history and the fans that are here. And then it's, you know, exciting with the kind of weapons that they have here and Chip Kelly and, you know what the possibilities are.
Have you been a part of an organization that's had a tremendous amount of success the last couple of years? You come to an entity that's been down the last couple of years. Once you get comfortable here, what's the message that you try to relay to younger guys who maybe not know what it takes to win on this level of consistency?
Well, it's not complicated. I mean, it's very simple. You have to, you know, you have to be committed to winning, and that is everything you do. I mean, the off season, you know, in your preparation during the season, and you all have to be on the same page. I mean, when teams that aren't winning, there's guys fragmented and things like that. But when everyone just cares about winning, you know, that is how, and everybody's committed to the same goal, that's how you have success.
What's with all the Cincinnati players taking over the Eagles locker room?
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I think there's only, you know, one or two other guys in the league from Cincinnati, and the rest of us are all for the Eagles. It's kind of fun. It's kind of nice, actually, to join, you know, when you make those kind of connections I had in Houston, to join a new team as a free agent. You know, some of the other teams I almost went to, I didn't know anybody on the team, but be able to come here and play with Brent and play with Kelsey and know Cole, it's a lot nicer.
Did your room, am I right? Did you room with Brent or? No?
I was Brent's backup for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I played tight end for my first 3 years in college, and I was actually Brent Celek's backup my first 2 years.
Yeah, when I texted with him, he said to make sure that I emphasize that to you, that you were his backup.
Well, he knows. Let me emphasize that I had a couple starts my sophomore year, and I was coming for his spot, but he left and went to the NFL before I could take it.
So what made the transition for you to go over to the defense side?
Well, the last Coach Kelly that I played for moved me to defense because he saw that I, you know, we needed a defensive end, and he saw I was a guy that could go over there and rush the passer, so it worked out pretty good. We went, I think, 11-1 and went to our first BCS game.
Was that the role you'd kind of like to get back to where you're predominantly a pass rusher and here?
Every outside linebacker, defensive end, you know, wants to rush the passer, and that's what you want to do. So that's what we have to be best at.
Have you spent any time thinking about how it's all going to fit? You know, Trent Cole is here, and Brandon Graham's here, and Vinny Curry's here, and you're here.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, you know, kind of delved too much into the roster, but I know Trent's here and Brandon Graham, and any, you know, any defense you need, especially with the way the game's going now, you need to be able to rotate at the defensive line, at the linebacker position to keep guys fresh. So I don't know exactly how it's going to work out, but I know you need a lot more than two guys to do it.
What do you think of the roster, especially defensively? It's been a rough go for the team the last few years. They bring in a lot of new faces here in the secondary.
Well, I know, I mean, you know, I don't know everybody at all. I don't really know very many people at all on defense. But if you look at the guys that they brought in, they're all came from teams that, you know how to win and have been winning the last couple of years. So I think that's a good sign.